Over here, Dave and Ginny are our kitchen scientists, Dave Ansell and Ginny Smith. Take it away, guys. What have you got for us?
So I've got a lovely little demo here. I have a mug on a piece of string. And on the other end of the piece of string...
Got a few mugs in this room as well.
A little nut of the metallic variety. So in fact, it's an M8 nut. In fact, I know that from just looking at it, slightly worrying. I'm just going to run the string over the top of a mug and undo the knot in it, because otherwise it's going to go horribly wrong.
So basically, Dave, you've tied a mug, a china mug, onto a lump of string, and you've got a little nut on the end of that 1 meter long bit of string, and a biro, and you've put the string over the biro.
The string's going over the biro, so at the moment I'm holding onto the nut, so that's holding up the mug, and then I'm going to let go of the nut.
But it might go smash.
Okay, so 3, 2, 1.
Whee! Now, for the benefit of people that aren't actually able to see this, because they're on the radio, Ginny, tell all.
So the mug looked like it was going to fall. Obviously, once Dave let go of the string, gravity was pulling it down, and it fell quite a long way, but stopped about a foot from the floor. And if we look closely, we can see what happened is that the nut has swung and wrapped itself around the biro several times, and that's holding it in place. Why has that happened?
So as the nut starts to fall, it starts to spin around the biro. And as the string gets shorter and shorter and shorter, it's a bit like climbing to the middle of a roundabout. As you climb through the roundabout goes faster and faster and faster. So the string spins round and round faster and faster and faster until it's going fast enough to wrap around enough times that it doesn't fall out on the floor and smash.
Probably not one to try with your mum's best china.
No,
but...
go on, give it a go. Thanks, guys. They're coming back throughout this evening. So if you have any questions for Dave or Ginny on how to do experiments at home or how physics, chemistry, biology work at large, they will be very happy to take those questions. So get your thinking caps on now. Great demo, guys.